Well, two upstaters are here with me in the studio this morning. Let me introduce you to them. Zanette Howe is the Special Events Manager at Upstate. Good morning, Zanette.
Good morning, Trish.
And Sue Stearns is Assistant Dean of Student Affairs for the Office of Community Outreach and Global Health Education. Good morning, Sue, and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Trish. It's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you both here. You're here to tell us about an award that Upstate has received from the United Way. And when I read about this, I have to tell you the scope was astounding to me. So, Zanette, exactly what was that award?
We won the 2009 Spirit of Caring Award for Volunteer Service, and this award acknowledges Upstate's commitment to volunteerism and the exceptional dedication of our employees and students who offer the gift of their generous time.
And, you know, that time, that's really the key to me. All of us are asked on a constant basis if we will write checks to donate to this cause or the next cause. But this one is really one that identifies the amount of time that people donate. And I have to think you're talking about doctors and nurses and faculty members and students. And we all know that medical students are just way over the top in their time commitments. And now they've been asked to donate time, and you've won an award for the amount they've donated. Sue, this is of particular interest to you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. I have to brag about our medical students and say that this year, they were one of the winners of the National President's Honor Roll, which is a huge honor.
Let me interrupt for a second, because you're talking about president as in Obama. You're not talking about the president of the university.
Absolutely, President Obama.
That's huge.
Yes, it is.
And what was that award for?
And this is for the number of volunteer hours that they serve in the community, as well as the variety of projects that they do. So,
And what kinds of projects were those?
And well, there are many in nature, but probably the one that we're the proudest of is one that we do with the Emmaus Health Services. And this allows our medical students the opportunity to serve indigent and homeless individuals and to deliver medical care that they wouldn't necessarily have ordinarily.
And, you know, in the past we have talked about the Emmaus Clinic. It's down there across from the cathedral, right? And these are people, these are street people.
Yes.
And students are taking care of them.
Absolutely.
It's a huge commitment on their part, and it's just it's such a wonderful thing for this community to have. So that is community service. They're doing volunteer hours, and that's students. But Zanette, now you're really working with the bigger picture. You're also working with faculty. You're working with administrators, employees in general,
aren't
you?
That's correct.
Tell me, there's a concept called Team Upstate. Tell me what that is.
Team Upstate was formed in 2003, and we brought together a group of employees from across campus, and we wanted to look at our volunteerism and try to capture the full range of participation from Upstate, our students, our employees, and we also wanted to identify what projects would be most meaningful and make most sense for us to be involved in.
Well, it doesn't look to me like you really narrowed the list very much, because it seems like you're involved in every walk and run and canoeing and motorcycle race. Everything, aren't you?
We have definitely expanded, and we are involved in everything, but we're really very proud of that. We've been a leader in so many of our projects, such as the American Heart Association. We just came off of that walk, and we had over 39,000. We raised over $39,000, and we had over 700 employees participate.
That's an incredible, because that's more than 10% of the employees at Upstate, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a huge number. And that was just the Heart Walk.
That was just the Heart Walk.
Talk about some of the other projects.
We just finished in April the Samaritan Center, reaching out to them and helping to serve a meal. We served both breakfast and dinner. And we had probably about 40 of our leadership team mainly participate in that. And we joined in force with the Corporate Volunteer Council and 30 other companies. Together, we served 3,369 either breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Wow, that's astounding. The Samaritan Center is right down, it's not too far off the Emmaus Clinic, is it?
Yes.
Ah, so it all kind of ties together, doesn't it?
And it was great to see, you know, how kind, even the people that we were serving, they would thank us and just were very appreciative. And it was very meaningful to be there. And I would love to see us be involved in more projects like that.
Absolutely. You know, I guess one of the things that impresses me, and I'm not an employee of Upstate, so I look at this from the community's eyes, and what I see is this group of very generous people who work in an environment where they need to be generous to begin with, and then they spend the time that they're not in the office working on these kinds of things as well. And as a community member, it's warming to my heart, and I know it is to everybody else's as well. I thank you so much for coming by, both of you this morning, Zanette Howe and Sue Stearns, both from Upstate. This has been great to learn about all these generous things that Upstaters are doing for the community.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Lose weight fast, or the you're gonna sit there until you eat those peas, young lady, experiment. Well, dear tuner-inners, this past week, I was getting off my bike in front of my office, and a colleague stopped and asked, how far do I ride to work every day? Well, about 4 miles each way. Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know what to say. Later, I realized it isn't impressive to me because it's just what I do, part of my life. And then she said, is that how you stay so slim? I didn't know what to say again. I don't focus on skinny. My goals are fitter and healthier and happier, and active and eating well just get me there. But this wasn't always the case. 20 years ago, I was carrying 20 pounds more fat, and I'd had serious back trouble for 2 years. She got me wondering how I made the change. But before I tell you, let me tell you about some cool new research that fit right in with what I came up with. More about it's on our website, but basically the researchers asked people to eat a snack, the same snack that was described as either healthy or tasty. After eating the snack called healthy, people said they were hungrier and actually ate more later than people who had the same snack called tasty. So let's let that sink in for a moment. Same snack called healthy ate more after that than when called tasty. And the researchers took it one more step, requiring people to eat healthy or tasty, or giving them a free choice. Bottom line, required to eat healthy was what left people hungrier, but freely choosing eating healthy didn't. And that's what worked for me for 20 plus. I decided what I want out of my life. Fitter, healthier, happier, and freely choose to move that way. Skinnier just comes along with the ride. I'm Dr. Rich, Choosy Rider O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.